This is election night coverage, the runoff here on Texas Public Radio 89.1. I'm Steve Short, along with TPR's David Martin Davies. And we want to get straight to the numbers. The early returns came in about an hour ago, and we're starting to see ballots that have been counted from today. We're at about 15% of the ballots counted. And right now, Ron Nuremberg is leading Greg Brockhaus in the race for mayor with 51% of the vote to Brockhaus's 49%. There's just about a 2,500 vote difference between the two candidates. Also in the District 2 race right now, we have Jada Andrews Sullivan leading Keith Toney with 51% of the vote. In District 4, Arianda Rocha Garcia, it looks like she is going to take that seat with 72% to Johnny Arredondo's 28% in that race. And also a very close race in District 6 between Melissa Cabello Haberda with 56% to Andy Green's 44%. This is still very early, 15% of the votes counted so far, so we got a little ways to go this evening. David?
Correct. It is very early in the evening. We have early voting numbers plus a few boxes that have come in so far into the Election Central. So we started off the night with 51.56% for Ron Nuremberg. Already we have seen that number chopped down to 51.34% and growth with Greg Brockhaus. So we know that right now that Ron Nuremberg is ahead. It's always better to be ahead, but we know that Greg Brockhaus and his supporters with the San Antonio Professional Firefighters Association can come from behind on election day. So every box counts. As the night goes on, there's a story to be told. And to quote an old friend of mine, Dan Cook, the opera is not over until the opera is over. I'm paraphrasing Dan Cook, okay, because we can no longer use his direct quote anymore. Yeah. But I'm just saying there's a lot going on here, and so we're going to be watching these numbers as the night goes on. And one thing about the election results, on the day of the voting, we know that Greg Brockhaus and his constituency vote very persuasive on election day. And to tell us more about that, we're joined with Jack Morgan. He has been out and about during early voting and also today on election day talking with voters and taking the temperature of some of these voting sites. And Jack?
The temperature was about 100 degrees today, as I recall from visiting about eight of those different sites. Here in Bexar County, we got about 962,000 registered voters. In May 4th, we had 110,000 of those voters voting. So that's only about one in nine of the people who could have voted. We also know now that 89,000 plus change voted early since then. And we'll soon find out how many voted today. But turnout looked, from what I saw, pretty low. I went to, I think it was eight voting locations, Cody Library. They post every couple of hours how many votes they've taken in. And Cody Library had 51 voters by 1:30. Lamar Elementary had about 95. So really, it was not very good in the places that I checked.
Yeah, so it looks like if Greg Brockhaus is going to change the outcome of today's election, he is going to need a big turnout on election day, or he's going to have to outperform quite a bit what we saw with early voting numbers. With the early voting numbers, he was 2,775 votes short of Ron Nuremberg. He's going to need to outperform that by at least 10% going into today's numbers. But looking at the numbers we're already seeing, we've got 15% of the today's votes totals coming in, and he's doing very well. But we don't know where those boxes came from, and geography is real important as for today. So, but tell me, though, like, what did you see, Jack, when you were out at the polling spots? You saw firefighters and some of their supporters playing a role.
It was a much smaller role, from my perception, at least, from the May 4th election. I only saw two different sets of Brockhaus supporters who had set up their tents and were talking to people as they went by. Most of the places did not have Brockhaus supporters out there. And that was a noticeable difference between this election and May 4th.
And you, but you did talk to some of the volunteers.
I did. In fact, there was Nessie Hinton was at the Lamar Elementary School.
A lot of people know who Nettie Hinton is.
I'm sorry, I said Nessie. Nettie Hinton, yeah, she's an activist on the east side. I asked Miss Nettie. I asked her if she felt like the city had hoodwinked her, and she said this.
They stole the land, didn't I tell you? I sat and got the land donated to the city of San Antonio, and they stole the land.
She is talking, I imagine, about the Hay Street Bridge situation. Now, there is land there that was donated to the city as a public park, but the city disputed that, and they have used the land for economic development. It has been something that's gone to the courts, and it's still being decided, and there's discussion of a land swap, and a lot of people thought that the previous city manager, Cheryl Scully, was reluctant to sort of listen to what the people like Nettie Hinton had to say on that.
Right. She's definitely more of a Brockhaus fan at this point, and I think that was specifically the reason she felt like the city had messed the east side around on this Hay Street Bridge thing. I asked her what she thought Brockhaus would bring to the office should he be elected.
Integrity, not bought by somebody else who's still pulling the strings in San Antonio.
A lot of people listen to Miss Nettie.
Yeah, and you know what? She is smart, she's articulate, and she knows what she's, you know, she doesn't cut any corners. Yeah, she's been around. Now, of course, there's Nirenberg volunteers all over the place as well. Also there at Lamar Elementary, I spoke with a Nirenberg volunteer, Trish Florence. She was underneath a great big live oak trying to get a little bit of shade from this heat, and I asked her why she was there.
I'm here because I believe that Ron Nirenberg is the best choice for San Antonio. He has gotten started on some big projects, and I would like to see those continue. I don't want the progress to end. CAP is important. The transportation plan is very important, and he is a good man with integrity and character.
I also ran into Erica Prosper, and no real, question as to who she was voting
she's
for.
She's the wife of the mayor. She's
there
the first lady of San Antonio.
That's right. But all in all, every polling place I went to, there were fewer volunteers than there were on May 4th.
All right. I want to thank Jack Morgan. He's been out on the streets today watching the polling stations and bringing us this report. I'm going to go back over to Steve really quick because we got new numbers.
Yeah, we're now up to 32% of votes counted, and it's tightened up even more between Ron Nirenberg and Greg Brockhaus. Nirenberg still leads 51.1% to Greg Brockhaus's 48.9%. So we'll be keeping an eye on that, but it has tightened up since the early returns came out at 7 o'clock this evening. Also, we still see that Jada Andrews Sullivan is leading Keith Toney with 51% of the vote. Adriana Rocha Garcia leads Johnny Arredondo with 73% of the vote. And in District 6, Melissa Cabello Haberda is leading Andy Green with 56% of the vote.
We have an election tonight that is in flux. We do not have a result in sight. We have early voting numbers. We have boxes coming in. Anything could happen. We're seeing Greg Brockhaus closing the gap against Ron Nirenberg. And what people, you need to just sit back and watch the results reveal themselves. And we're going to be here tonight until 9 o'clock with those numbers.
Yeah, again, 51.1% for Ron Nirenberg, 48.9% for Greg Brockhaus. This is with 32% of the votes counted. We'll take a break. We'll be back in just a minute.
Tonight, the runoff on Texas Public Radio, 89.1 FM. I'm David Martin Davies. I'm in the studio with Steve Short, and we're watching the numbers come in, and the results are in flux. We will see what we end up with, who will be mayor of San Antonio by the end of the evening. We have had opportunities to talk with both Greg Brockhaus, the challenger, the councilman from District 6, and our incumbent mayor, Ron Nirenberg, in the past. Here is what their messaging is about, what they say this election is about. Here is Greg Brockhaus's message.
Well, look, I think it says something about the team, and it says something about the message that we kept bringing to the neighborhoods and communities, very back to basics, very family-oriented, very now it even became faith-oriented conversation. It became a simple process of what do neighborhoods want and closing that gap between the things that happen at City Hall and the things that neighborhoods want, lower property taxes, crime control, all these things. We just kept it simple. And I think that's such a huge contrast to what Ron Nuremberg has attempted to do, which is multi-billion-dollar plans that are trying to change San Antonio into something we are not. And I got to tell you, David, that has been the message that has resonated. I want to keep San Antonio who we are. I'm not trying to create the city you deserve. I believe we have the city we want. We just need to get better at the basics. We need to help people make more money in their lives, make their decisions, and be respected by City Hall for that. So that gap I'm trying to close, that trust gap between the two, I think it just resonated. And look, we're thrilled to be where we are. I think a lot of folks didn't expect it, but we worked hard. We stayed together as a family. We prayed every night, and we kept working and sending the message every day. San Antonio can do better. We can be back to basics, and we can listen.
Greg Brockhaus mentioned the city you deserve. That is Ron Nuremberg's theme, his central message. I asked him, what does that mean? What does that mean, the city you deserve?
You know, what that means is that we all deserve a city that treats us fairly, that has a high level of services and infrastructure, that is a quality place that represents everyone fairly. That's what is meant by the slogan. And, you know, frankly, I think that people have seen the progress over the last couple of years in delivering, again, a housing affordability strategy, an equity-based budgeting lens that ensures that areas of town that have been left behind for a long time are now catching up. All those things are very important, and that's what's meant by a city you deserve, one that you can be proud of no matter where you are and who you are in the city.
As we stand right now, it's not clear who will be mayor. Right now, Steve, what do the numbers look like?
We're still at 32% of the votes counted, and Ron Nuremberg is leading with 51.1% to Greg Brockhaus's 48.9%.
Let's go live now to Paul Flav. He's reporting from the mayor's headquarters, Ron Nuremberg, and let's get the latest. Paul.
Yeah, Dave, we're out in Southtown at the mayor's watch party. And spirits are high. The mayor says it's good to be in the driver's seat as he comes to the end of a long, long battle. I asked him, you know, 2 years ago, you were on the other side of this equation. You were going up against an incumbent mayor. You came in second in the general, and you were looking at, you know, maybe not making it. And he said, well, the difference was that he had at the time clearly articulated a vision for San Antonio and said that his opponent tonight, Greg Brockhaus, Councilman District 6, had not. So people here are very excited that the numbers continue to stay positive. But as it gets closer, we'll see what happens as the night goes on.
All right. Paul Flav is reporting live from the watch party from Mayor Ron Nuremberg's team, and he's in Southtown. Let's go now to Joey Palacios. He is at the Greg Brockhaus watch party. Joey.
Good evening. Good evening, Dave. And although Brockhaus is down a little bit right now on the numbers, people here at his watch party are very jubilant. They believe that they can win this tonight. Earlier, Brockhaus, when he arrived, he had said that they were exactly where they wanted to be in early vote, within about a couple of percentage points of each other. So he came out and he said this to supporters a moment ago.
We did exactly what we thought we needed to do. And we should be thankful for that. We put everything on the field today. We left it out there. And we're going to go home tonight, no matter what. We're going to go home tonight blessed and happy. So let's not be doom and gloom. If we lose by 50 votes or 2,000 votes, we're okay. It's fine. If we win by 50 or 2,000, well, I'm going to be busy for 2 years. But it's okay. And the beauty of this is our city is wonderful no matter what.
And so as you can see right there, Councilman Brockhaus, you know, he says whatever happens tonight, either way, he's fine. One of the things that has really been a focal point in this mayor's race are domestic violence allegations uncovered by the San Antonio Express News. When the councilman was asked about that today, he called the Express News a rag. And he said that this has been by far the most media biased election in the history of San Antonio politics. And that he said, quote, we knew who they were with in the beginning. He said that he plans to try to clear his name, but he stopped short of confirming any legal action. As far as the election tonight, he said he'll be back later on, depending on how the numbers go. So we'll see who becomes mayor tonight.
All right, Joey Palacios, thank you. We'll be checking in with you as the night rolls on. We do have fresh numbers, and let's go to Steve Short for those.
Yeah, Dave, we're now at 50% of all the ballots counted, and it has tightened even more. Ron Nuremberg now leading with 50.95% to Greg Brockhaus's 49.05%. There's just a 2,000-vote difference between the two candidates.
And we still, we got half of the ballots are counted.
Half of them counted. And also running down, looking at these other races in Districts 2, 4, and 6. In District 2, it still appears Jada Andrew Sullivan is leading Keith Toney with 51%. Also, Adriana Rocha Garcia looks like she has wrapped up her race against Johnny Arredondo with 73% of the vote. And Melissa Cabello Haberda has 56% to Andy Green's 43%.
So these numbers that are coming in for today with Greg Brockhaus obviously performing really well on today's election. We saw that on the May 4th election, Ron Nuremberg was able to outperform Greg Brockhaus on Election Day, but with half of the vote still outstanding and with Greg Brockhaus performing really well on Election Day today, if he maintains this pace, he could overtake Ron Nuremberg and win. It will be a very slim win, but it will be a win. You only need 50%
just
plus
over
50. One.
Yeah,
in order to win. And that would be a tremendous surprise for a lot of people who had thought that with the amount of money that Ron Nuremberg has raised on his campaign and his advertising, his messaging, there's a lot out there that on the line.
And we don't know where these precincts that have been counted, where they're coming from as far as in San Antonio, but the votes that are being counted today are showing favorable to Greg Brockhaus.
Correct. And we know that where those ballots are cast, it makes a big difference because we've seen a lot of the inner city legacy neighborhood polling goes strong for Ron Nuremberg and the outer loop areas of San Antonio go strong for Greg Brockhaus.
Mm-hmm.
So where those boxes come in from in the next half hour will tell us, we'll decide who will be mayor of San Antonio.
Yep.
Okay, let's go to another reporter that we have out in the field right now, and that is Camille Phillips, and she is covering the city council race for District 4 with Adriana Rocha Garcia and Johnny Arredondo. Those are the two candidates. And Camille, what do you have?
Oh, hi, Dave. Yes, I actually just watched. It was pretty much already an announcement of a speech after winning where the term-limited District 4 Councilmember Ray Saldana introduced Adriana Rocha Garcia as the first female elected councilmember for District 4. Now, I haven't been able to independently confirm that that is true yet, but that I would assume he knows what he's talking about. She now has 73% of the vote with a third of the precinct voting coming in today. So it would take quite a bit for Johnny Arredondo to catch up.
And what are people saying this means for the district? What are the big issues?
Arredondo was wanting to lower property taxes. He is a 63-year-old retired department store supervisor now with 20-some-odd percent of the vote. Rocha Garcia is a 39-year-old marketing professor for Our Lady of Lake University. She was really talking about attracting new people to the southwest part of San Antonio as people are moving into the area. We're expected to grow quite a bit. She wants to make sure that there are small businesses in the area and while also making sure that the people who live in the area aren't displaced.
All right. And people in that part of San Antonio, District 4, which is the southwest side of the city, looking to make sure that they are part of San Antonio's growth and opportunities. And we've talked to Adriana Rocha Garcia on The Source and also Johnny Arredondo. Both of them were enthusiastic about being able to bring jobs and opportunity to their district.
Exactly. Yes. Garcia was saying that she's here heard a lot while block walking that people are just wanting to have some, you know, restaurants, entertainment around this area instead of having to travel to other places, job opportunities, that kind of thing in this part of town.
All right. We will be... thank you for your reporting, Camille Phillips, and she is covering District 4. It looks like that Adriana Rocha Garcia will be the victor tonight. Johnny Arredondo has captured less than 30% of the vote. Now let's go over to Bonnie Petrie. She is the reporter covering District 2 this evening. Jada Andrews Sullivan and Keith Tony are the two candidates in the runoff. Bonnie.
Yeah, right now this is quite a horse race here on the east side. Jada Andrew Sullivan is just ever so slightly ahead of Keith Tony, who the thing here in this race is that both of these candidates, their platforms are quite similar. They're concerned about gentrification in the area, and they both want developers to reinvest in the community, specifically reinvest in the youth of this neighborhood in an effort to fight a sort of rising crime in the area. And neither one of them is ready at this point to declare victory, because obviously it's so close at this point, but neither one is willing to concede defeat either. So we're keeping an eye on the numbers, and we'll tell you more about what's going on out here when we know what's going on out here.
Sure. Right now, Jada Andrews Sullivan leads with 51.32%. We're going to get down to the, you know, the granularity of the percentages
but
right
this
now.
This close, yeah.
Because these things are very tight, and they could swing as the numbers continue to roll out. Keith Tony, who was an interim appointed city council member, but he has run for this race repeatedly. Have any indication of why people seem to be voting the way they're voting? What's the top issue on their mind, Bonnie?
I think that all of the people here are very interested and concerned about the gentrification in the neighborhood that, as Keith Tony said, developers are willing to invest in the neighborhood's property, but they aren't willing to invest in the neighborhood's people and rebuild the community for the people who live here and have lived here for decades. So I think that that is top of mind for everybody who's voting. And since both of them care a lot about this issue, I think that's why you may be seeing that the tally is so close at this point.
It is also very notable that these candidates were complementary of each other on the campaign trail. This is one part of the election day that did not get nasty and called people weren't calling each other names and using all sorts of,
Yeah, I think they just really both care a lot about this neighborhood.
Right. They were looking for a leader for District 2, not just a representative.
Yeah.
Because they've had.
Yeah, they haven't had one of those in a long time. So I think that all the people who live here kind of are hoping that if one of these candidates will provide that for them.
All right. Bonnie Petrie, thank you so much. We'll be coming back to you later in the evening as things solidify. Let's go back to Steve Short to refresh the numbers.
Yeah, we're still at 50% of the votes counted today, and it is a very close race in the runoff for Mayor Ron Nuremberg, 50.95%. Greg Brockhaus, 49.05%. Just a 2,000 vote difference between the two candidates. Again, in District 2, we have Jada Andrews Sullivan leading Keith Tony with 51.32%. Adriana Rocha Garcia appears to have won District 4, beating Johnny Arredondo with 73% of the vote. And Melissa Cabello Haverda is leading in District 6 with 57% of the vote to Andy Green's 43%. Again, this is with 50% of the votes counted today. We still have a ways to go tonight. And with this race so close in the mayor's position, it could come down to those last few boxes that'll be counted.
Yeah, well, this isn't the first time that Ron Nuremberg has found himself in a tight nail biter runoff race, but he won in June 10th, 2017 against Ivy Taylor with 54% of the vote. So this is tighter than anyone could possibly imagine. We'll wait to see what the numbers reveal. This is the election night coverage here on Texas Public Radio. We'll be right back.
This is Election Night, the runoff on Texas Public Radio 89.1. I'm Steve Short, along with TPR's David Martin Davies, and we are watching a very close race between Ron Nuremberg and Greg Brockhaus for mayor of San Antonio. 50% of the votes have been counted in this election so far tonight, and right now Ron Nuremberg has a very narrow lead with 50.95%. Also, in districts 2, 4, and 6, district 2 right now, Jada Andrews Sullivan is leading a very close race over Keith Toney with 51.32%. Also in District 6, Melissa Cabello Haverda has 56.53% to Andy Green's 43.47%. And also in District 4, Adriana Rocha Garcia has run away in that race with 73% over Johnny Arredondo.
District 6, that's where Brian Kirkpatrick, one of our reporters, is out tonight. We have a team of TPR reporters across San Antonio covering these races for you. And Brian Kirkpatrick, tell us, what do you see there?
Well, it's a very happy place. They're at a brewery here on the far northwest side that makes small batch beer, and the beer is flowing. There's lots of smiles. They've got a big lead. They're feeling really confident. The candidate, Melissa, says that she thinks that having done this before, this not being her first election rodeo, really helped her this second time around. And she really did a lot of grassroots campaigning and going door to door. And she's a real big believer in property tax relief. And she thinks that might have been a big difference tonight.
Right. When she ran 2 years ago for city council, she was in a runoff and she lost by about 200 votes to an upstart named Greg Brockhaus.
That's right. That's right. And Brockhaus did not endorse either candidate tonight, and they didn't endorse any mayoral candidates, either of these candidates. She's running against Andy Green, of course, an accountant. She is an attorney specializing in disability law, but she says she really believes in the listening to her constituents, and she says if she's goes into office and sworn in, she will continue to listen to constituents and not necessarily come up with her own agenda, but really listen to what voters want.
She barely won. She just almost missed out of winning on Election Day on May 4th. She had 46.99%. Andy Green had 35%. So this pretty much just seals the deal for that race for her. And like you said, she's been here before. But are she declaring victory, or are they still waiting for some more boxes to roll in?
No. They're just very, hopeful, very positive. No declaration of victory here, but it's a very happy mood here, and everybody's feeling really upbeat.
All right, Brian Kirkpatrick, our reporter on the field at District 6 race, covering that one. He's at the headquarters, the watch party for Melissa Cabello Haverda. She is leading that race with 56.53% of the vote. And unless there is a dramatic sea change in the next half hour,
something to point out on that race. We're talking 50% of the votes have been counted. That's citywide, but sure, in District 6, 62% of those ballots have been counted. So
they should be feeling pretty secure.
Yeah.
All right, so now let's go on to, we do have a candidate that is, we can pretty much declare as a victor this evening. Adriana Rocha Garcia ran for place 4 in the San Antonio City Council, and she has 73% of the vote against her opponent, Johnny Arredondo. And I understand that we have candidate Adriana Rocha Garcia with us now, is that correct?
Yes, that's correct. Hi, how are you?
I'm doing great. Congratulations this evening.
Thank you so much. I'm very excited. Thank you.
And so tell us about what you're hearing, what you have heard from your voters.
Well, I heard a lot today. They wanted to help make history today by helping elect the first woman for District 4. And so that was just so awesome to hear that from the voters. I've been having... there was about 60 volunteers today. Most of them were women. And so that was just so empowering that they would come out here and they would just be advocates, and they would be out there in the sun just believing in something, like having a representation for District 4 as a first female person, or female council person.
And what are you going to be – what's your agenda?
So I want to start focusing. I want to continue the momentum. I also want to continue working on the planning for the next million folks that are coming to San Antonio. So District 4 has 62 square miles, so there's plenty of room for growth. But I am in planning to work on building our community members so that their voices are heard, so we're advocates of them, so there's responsible growth, not just irresponsible growth, and so that we really listen to their needs, that we don't create any displacement opportunities. And I'm just so honored right now that the stakeholders have voted for me and have believed in me. That's what I've been telling them all along, that I'd love to be a representative for them for the future of District 4, and they've believed in it today.
All right. Again, I want to congratulate you on your victory. It looks like you're going on to San Antonio City Council representing District 4, Adriana Rocha Garcia, and you will be on a council that appears to be with the majority of female representatives.
Yes, absolutely. I just had Councilwoman Anna Sandoval was here. Councilwoman Villagran was just here as well. And so they're celebrating in that we might have an all-women majority. It's a very exciting time for the city of San Antonio.
Okay, well, thank you so much for joining us this evening, and we look forward to hearing from you during your representation of District 4. Let's go now to District 6, the candidate who appears to be in the lead, and a solid lead at that. That is Melissa Cavello-Havera, and she is also could be joining the female majority on the San Antonio City Council for District 6. And council member elect, probably, thanks for joining us.
Thank you. Thanks for having me today.
And what were you been hearing from your voters? What do you think made the difference in the race for District 6?
I think a lot of what made the difference in my race is a couple of things. Number one, I've run before. I ran 2 years ago and was in a runoff with Greg Brockhaus. So I had some name ID. I was very fortunate when I would go block walking, knocking on doors, people would say, hey, I remember you. So that was a good edge for me. Also, you know, I'm born and raised here in District 6. I'm raising my children here, so I have a good reach throughout the community, and I feel like I have my finger on the pulse of the community, so I'm grateful that my message resonated with the district.
Is there anything in particular that your district is looking for you to provide?
Yes, we have a lot of growth out here in District 6, and a lot of families have been here for many, many years, and they're not against growth. But what I'm hearing them say is we want to preserve a lot of our green spaces. We want to make it more pedestrian friendly. You know, we've unfortunately had some incidents of bicyclists who have been severely injured out here. And they want to make sure that as our growth happens, that we're not forgetting the older neighborhoods. And we're keeping the culture and identity of District 6 intact.
And does it matter to you? Does it mean something to you that you could be joining a female-dominated city council?
It absolutely does. I'm grateful. I know it's happened once before, but I'm grateful to be a part of that because I think that, you know, generally women, especially the women that I know that are going to be on this council, are collaborative, smart, and, you know, we can really get a lot of things done, I think, for our own communities and for the city as a whole, working together and build a consensus.
Did you have a chance to speak with Andy Green, who was the person that you ran against?
Not yet. No, sir. You know, we've been in contact. We see each other almost every day because we're at the polls together. He's a really good man. You know, he's a good family man and smart. And every morning we go and say hello to each other at the polls. When I left Great Northwest Library, I said goodbye to him, but I have not talked to him since then.
All right. And are you confident? Are you ready to declare victory?
Not quite yet. You know, I feel good. I think I'll feel a little better as more boxes come in, but it's looking really good for me, and I'm grateful. I'm humbled by the support that I've received by the community.
All right. I want to thank you for joining us. Melissa Cavello-Havera, she is the apparent council person elect for District 6. She has 56.5% of the vote over Andy Green, who had 43.5% of the vote. And we look forward to more boxes coming in.
And actually, Dave, we do have new numbers now. We're now at 78% of votes counted. And in that District 6 race, 96% of the votes have been counted. She has 56.81%, 57% roughly. So that race is going to Melissa Cavello-Havera.
So, Miss Melissa, are you there? I guess we lost her, but I would say that is a lock. So we could definitely call that race. What does this do for the mayoral race?
All right. It's tightened up even more now with Ron Nuremberg leading with 50.72% and Greg Brockhaus has 49.28%. It's about 1,800 vote difference now between the two candidates. Also in District 2, 62% of the votes have been counted in District 2, and Jada Andrew Sullivan is continuing to lead Keith Tony with 51.38%.
Wow. So what does this tell us about how this night is shaping up? We have Greg Brockhaus now with 49.28% of the vote. Ron Nuremberg with 50.72. You have to wonder if there's enough runway out there for Greg Brockhaus to overtake Ron Nuremberg at this point with 78% of the votes tallied. He is still short, like you said, what
1,800 votes.
1,800 votes. Given the number of people who voted today, that would have to be really close. It would have to be quite a substantial number for Greg Brockhaus to change these numbers. But we don't know what's out there.
Yeah. Yeah. We don't know where these votes are coming from. We don't know what boxes have been counted, where in the city that all these precincts are coming in. So it's a wait and see still.
Correct. And it's amazing that so much is on the line for the city of San Antonio. I mean, Greg Brockhaus, Ron Nuremberg, both have ideas for the city of San Antonio, but they're coming at these problems from different directions. And they were looking at different approaches for things like growth, for transportation, climate change, many of the local issues, property taxes, all these things are on the line. It could come down to just a few hundred votes.
Yep.
On who's going to be mayor of San Antonio for the next 2 years. We're going to take a break. We'll come back. We'll be hearing from more of the candidates, getting more numbers. Don't go away. You don't want to miss tonight because this is history in the making. This is Texas Public Radio election night runoff coverage. Stay tuned.
This is election night, the runoff on Texas Public Radio 89.1. Numbers continue to flow in this evening from today's election results. And right now, 78% of the boxes have been counted in San Antonio, and the runoff for mayor is still very close. Ron Nuremberg is holding a lead with 50.72% to Greg Brockhaus's 49.28%. Also, District 2, a very close race. 62% of the boxes have been counted in District 2, and Jada Andrew Sullivan is leading with 51.38% to Keith Tony's 48.62%. Districts 4 and 6 have been declared. Right now, Adriana Rocha Garcia has taken District 4 with 73% of the vote, and in District 6, Melissa Cabello Haverda has won with 57% of the vote. David?
All right, let's go now. I'm told we have Ron Nuremberg on the line. And Mayor Nuremberg, you there?
Hey, Dave. How are you?
I'm doing great, but how about you?
We're doing great. We're doing great. We're in the driver's seat, and it's been a long month, and we're going to land the plane.
Going to land the plane, going to stick the landing. So tell me about these numbers. We're seeing that you are ahead, but your lead continues to tighten with Greg Brockhaus sneaking up from behind. How do you feel about that?
Well, you know, we knew this was going to be a tough fight and a close race, and we're pleased with the results. We're still in the driver's seat, and, you know, going into the final 22% of the vote, we feel good about the results.
I know you've got some really smart people at your elbow right now. What are they telling you about the odds that you look like that you've got this sewed up, or is there still enough runway out there for your challenger, Greg Brockhaus, to steal this from you?
Well, we don't take anything for granted. We don't take a single vote for granted, and so we're not going to rest until this is completely put to bed. But, you know, we again feel good with the number of boxes that are already counted, the work that we've already put out, that this result is going to hold. And this is the beauty of democracy. I think there were two very clear paths for voters to choose in this election, and we're pleased that they appear to be choosing the one of progress, the one of unity, and the one of equity in our city.
Well, if these numbers hold, we're going to have to change your name to Ron Landslide Nuremberg. And what does that tell you about, will you make adjustments to how you have been mayor if you're able to hang on to this win? Because obviously you're going to be coming in there without a large majority.
Well, you know, I have been, and our team has been focused on progress for San Antonio from day one. We've been dedicated to focusing on the significant challenges facing our community, not short-term political wins. And we knew that it was going to be a challenge every step of the way. I'm committed to that. If there's a lesson to be learned in this environment is that, and this result, it's that we do live in a very politically divided society. And it's incumbent upon us as a community to really unite behind a community vision. And it's incumbent upon me as a mayor to bring people together. And, you know, that's what we will continue to do. And I will tell you that as we look forward into the future and the work of the council, we're going to continue to tackle the significant challenges of the day and the opportunity to move forward without a colleague who creates and exploits division, I think is a positive out of this race.
So earlier in the evening, we quoted Dan Cook and his famous phrase, the opera's not over. And so is the opera singer warming up and preparing to deliver her aria?
Well, you know, I think that the heavy metal guitars are warming up. I don't know about an opera singer, but we're ready to bang our heads a little bit.
Oh, that sounds pretty cool. But so we have reached out to Greg Brockhaus to see if we're going to be able to get him on the air before the end of the hour. We're waiting to hear. We haven't heard back from him. But still, so a lot of people, and this is part of your challenger, Greg Brockhaus's criticism of you, is that you spent these last 2 years developing plans, but if you were able to become reelected to mayor, are you now going to enter into a new phase where plans were going to be turned into action?
Well, you know, I'm not going to, you know, sit on those and let those talking points go unanswered. We are implementing plans. And the housing strategy, for instance, that has been denigrated by my opponent was ratified in September of 2018. We've been implementing it ever since. We've already implemented the equity budget, which is bringing change to communities that have been left behind for a generation. You know, I think if there is one element of planning that has not been implemented, it's the future transportation plan for the citizens of San Antonio. And that's something that people can expect on their ballot. So there are things that we need to continue to move forward on and planning that we have to do. But to say that we haven't worked, you know, we haven't worked to implement change, I think is letting, you know, the councilman's talking points go unanswered.
Sure. But, I mean, there's a contradictory sort of position that people have. I'm not trying to make light of what Greg Brockhaus says, but he wants transparency and he wants to have a lot of people involved in these processes, but yet he denigrates being able to have the length of time it takes to get anything done. But when you include the community, that takes time.
It does. Progress takes time. It takes effort. It takes a long-term vision for the future. And, you know, the big changes that we have been making in our community, such as, you know, rectifying the inequities that have been built up over a generation take time. And it's not easy, you know, it's not possible to do it in a 2-year election cycle. So we have to continue to work together. But if there's a lesson learned, it is that we have to work doubly hard to, you know, communicate the progress, but also work with our community to make sure that they understand that not only are the voices being heard, but they're being implemented and creating change within our community.
So to reiterate, right now, how do you feel in terms of confidence that this race is going to go for you? Right now, you have 50.72% of the vote.
Yeah.
And how do you feel about that?
I feel cautious and confident, but more than anything, my heart is filled with gratitude for the people of our community, that have stood up, made their voices heard, either through their vote, through their participation in volunteerism, through their talking to neighbors. But I'm just totally grateful, Dave, that people have seized this moment to make sure that our progress continues for San Antonio.
Are you ready to sign off on the political obituary of Greg Brockhaus?
I don't sign off on anybody's obituary. I would love to have a conversation with Councilman Brockhaus at some point in the future about the good that he could do if he focused his efforts on the community's interest and not his own.
All right. And I want to thank you, Mayor Ron Nirenberg. Currently, you are ahead in the race. We're waiting for more numbers to come in. We're at 78.5% of the vote tally. There's still some outstanding votes there, but it looks like pretty strong for you. But you never know, as Dan Cook used to say. So, Mayor Nirenberg, thank you so much.
Thank you.
And now I understand that Joey Palacios is standing by, and he may have Greg Brockhaus with us.
No, we don't have Joey at the moment. But, again, looking at those numbers, it's still very close there. Ron Nirenberg leading 50.72% and Greg Brockhaus 49.28%.
Okay, and we have a Brockhaus audio clip.
Now, you're saying that this report is 100% false.
Look, the report is chock full of inaccuracies and errors.
But you said 100% false.
Oh, it's false. The situation did not occur, period.
Did someone manufacture that?
I have no idea. I don't know what Brian Chasnov's source is. I have no idea. For instance, the report says that I lost my job and I was drunk.
Okay.
At that time, I was employed at the city of San Antonio. I didn't lose my job. So it's the inaccuracies are huge.
But I have to really kind of take this one thing at a time. So the report is like completely like someone made it up on their computer and printed it out.
I don't know. I'm only looking at what
Well, then that would be a crime.
I don't know what I'm just looking at the report itself. That's what I'm looking at. We dispute it. My wife has 100% been clear and on the record of that. And I have too. And for people to say I haven't spoken about this or I haven't talked about this, I've been talking about this since March 21st when the story was written. We've denied it. We've been consistent. And my wife and I are going to continue down that path and because it's the path of truth.
Okay. And now I understand we do have Councilman Greg Brockhaus on the line.
Hey, how's it going, David?
It's going great. How are you feeling?
You know what? Oddly content. I've figured I'd be blessed either way, win it or lose it. And, we look at this thing as close. It's 50-50. We're talking 0.7 difference here between myself and the mayor. And considering I'm a first-term council member, running against a six-term city council member, two-year mayor, incumbent, I'm happy where I'm at and I'm blessed. So if we come up a little bit short, we ran one heck of a campaign. And very proud of it.
Yeah, that you did. You have a lot to be proud of in terms of, you have a lot of people voting for you.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, there's going to be maybe 1,500 votes separating Ron and I out of 120-something thousand. So clearly not a mandate for Ron, and it wouldn't have been a mandate for me either. And there's a lot of work to be done from the unity front in this city. Look, I'm not happy about the tone of the campaign. I think it was very divisive, but, I stuck to the message and kept talking about things I felt that mattered in the community, and we kept working hard. So we're happy where we're at, and I can't wait to go home to my family. If it ends up being I'm a little bit short, I'm blessed, and I'm happy. I can't. It's odd because you take a loss, you think it's going to be the end of it, but it's turned out that I think we've done exactly what we needed to do, and we're happy with the result.
Are you conceding? Is this a concession?
No. I haven't. I mean, we're waiting until it's 100% because it is that close. There's still 22% of the vote out. We need to pick up a couple, 1,700 votes is tough with only 6,500 out. So, we're going to watch and then we'll probably wait till 100% in and then I'll call Ron and then we'll be on top barely, but, it's just super tight. I think everybody anticipated this and I think we ran a great campaign and I've nothing to be disappointed in. Obviously, you want to win, but I'm just proud of where we're at and what we've done.
And do you think that you might be needing to call for a recount?
No, I'm not. I don't see anything like that in my future. So I just think, I think it's a heck of a campaign, and we ended up right where we wanted to be, and we ran exactly what we needed to do. So what we feel right now is pride and happiness and really content with the result. And if it's a little bit short, so be it. But we're thankful to the citizens of San Antonio. But we really took it out there, and we worked hard for 3 months. So we're thankful.
All right, and where do you go from here, Greg Brockhaus, if tonight's not your night?
If it's not my night tonight, I go back to my family. What a big win, and and my family gets past all this divisiveness and real tough campaign. And that's such a blessing. And tomorrow we'll wake up and get back to finding, you know, my work and my and making money for my family, traveling, vacation, and get back to doing the things I love. And
Greg Brockhaus there. Looks like there's still boxes out there to be counted.
78% still just counted. We still have 22% to go. We will have the results for you on TPR.org. Follow us online. Thank you.
This special election night broadcast was hosted and produced by David Martin Davies, Kim Johnson, and Dallas Williams. Steve Short kept us updated on the latest numbers. Dan Katz is TPR's news director. Fernando Ortiz Jr. and Bree Kirkham edited radio and digital content. Dominic Walsh is our intern. Reporting in the field from Joey Palacios, Paul Flav, Bonnie Petrie, Camille Phillips, Brian Kirkpatrick, Jack Morgan, and Carson Frame. Production and support from me, Ruben Garcia, and Jan Ross Piedad.